So now we'll read the scripture, and today's scripture is from 2 Chronicles chapter 20, beginning with verse 20. Early in the morning, they left for the desert of Tekoa. As they set out, Jehoshaphat stood and said, "Listen to me, Judah and people of Jerusalem. Have faith in the Lord your God, and you will be upheld. Have faith in his prophets, and you will be successful." After consulting the people, Jehoshaphat appointed men to sing to the Lord and to praise him for the splendor of his holiness as they went out at the head of the army, saying, "Give thanks to the Lord, for his love endures forever." As they began to sing and praise, the Lord set up ambushes against the men of Ammon and Moab and Mount Seir, who were invading Judah. And they were defeated. The Ammonites and Moabites rose up against the men from Mount Seir to destroy and annihilate them. After finishing slaughtering the men from Seir, they turned against each other and destroyed one another. When the men of Judah came to the place that overlooks the desert and looked toward the vast army, they saw only dead bodies lying on the ground. No one had escaped. So Jehoshaphat and his men went to carry off their plunder, and they found among them a great amount of equipment, clothing, and also articles of value, more than they could take away. There was so much plunder that it took 3 days to collect it. On the fourth day, they assembled in the valley of Baraka, where they praised the Lord. This is why it's called the Valley of Baraka to this day.
One theme that is pervasive in trendy pop music these days is bravery, having courage. So whether it's the song "Let It Go" from Frozen, or "Titanium" by David Guetta, or "Stronger" by Kelly Clarkson, all these songs have in common this theme of have confidence in yourself, be brave, be bold, you can do it. Maybe another song that exemplifies this theme in pop music is the song "Hall of Fame" by the group called The Script. I don't know how many of you have listened to that song before, but it's a popular song. The Script is an Irish pop band, and they wrote this song. It came out in 2012, went to the top of the charts in the United Kingdom, U.S., and Australia. It's a very popular, kind of get you up and going kind of song. And the message of the song is basically, you can be great. You can be a champion. You can make a difference in this world. You can be in the Hall of Fame. And I like this song because it has this portion in the song where it talks about different vocations that can really make a difference in this world. And it's this kind of this theme in the song of you can be this, you can be this, you can be this. And then it says, you can be a preacher. I'm like, that's right. You can be a preacher and make a difference. But these songs, when you listen to them, what they do is they inspire you. They get you enthused so that you can go out and do something great, and be brave and bold. Music does that to us. Maybe this is the reason why when you go to a baseball game and a baseball player is getting up to bat, they play a song, right? It's called the walk-up song. And every player chooses their own walk-up song. And what's the whole purpose of that song? They play that song because they want to get that player going, and they want to get the crowd going so that hopefully he'll get up to the plate and he'll knock a single or he'll knock a double or a home run. The whole point of that song is to get that person enthused, that player enthused and inspired to go do something great. I've often thought that it might be pretty cool if whenever I was walking up to preach my sermon, we had a walk-up song. I'm kind of thinking that a good one would be "We Will Rock You," right? I mean, Okay, never mind. I mean, that'd get us pumped up, right? We're getting ready to hear something great. Music has that capability. You hear a song, and it inspires you, it gets you moving, gets you having enthusiasm in your heart to where you can do something great. And maybe that's the reason why Jehoshaphat does this really strange act as he gets his troops ready for battle. So Jehoshaphat was this king of the southern kingdom of Israel, what we call Judah. And Jehoshaphat is talked about in 2 Chronicles chapter 17 through 21. And in chapter 20, there's this phenomenal story of something that Jehoshaphat does. The setting of the story is that Jehoshaphat hears about three armies, that there's an army from three different countries. They've come together in an alliance, and they are marching on Jerusalem, and they're going to attack the people of Judah. They're coming up from the southeast. Jehoshaphat hears about these armies coming, and he immediately becomes alarmed because he knows that his army is no match for these three armies combined. But Jehoshaphat has a really good faith foundation, and so he knows what he ought to do, and so he immediately calls on the people to turn to God. He initiates a national fast. He invites everyone to come to the temple, and there at the temple, Jehoshaphat leads the people in this powerful prayer to God. It's this wonderful prayer, 2 Chronicles 20. And the whole point of the prayer is Jehoshaphat is calling out to God, saying, God, remember your promises to your people and come and rescue us. And maybe the best line of the prayer is the final line when Jehoshaphat says, in verse 12 of chapter 20, we don't know what to do, but our eyes are upon you. Have you ever been in a situation like that where you were facing an enemy or an obstacle that was too big for you, and you didn't know how you were going to handle it, and you didn't know how you were going to overcome it, and you didn't know how you were going to survive it, and so your response is, Lord, I don't know what to do, but my eyes are on you. I'm going to depend on you. I'm going to put all of my energy on you. I'm going to trust in you. That's what Jehoshaphat is saying. Well, after he prays this prayer, a prophet named Jahaziel speaks. And Jahaziel, his message basically is the song that we sang earlier, do not fear. Do not fear, because this battle is really not yours, it's God's. That this battle is not going to be about who has the biggest military. It's not going to be about who has the biggest guns. It's not going to be about who has the most skilled infantrymen. This battle is about whose side is the Lord on, and the Lord is on your side. That's what Jahaziel is saying. Don't fear. And on top of that, he says, when you march out to battle, when you go, you are not going by yourself. As you march out in your battle lines to face this enemy, you are not going alone. The Lord is going with you. Do not fear. Well, the next day, Jehoshaphat gets his troops together, and he's kind of like an old football coach, and he gives this locker room pep talk to the troops. And some scholars say that this little talk that Jehoshaphat gives, it's only 8 words in Hebrew, that in some ways it sums up not only the reign of Jehoshaphat, but the whole message of 1 and 2 Chronicles, right here, these 8 words. And here's what Jehoshaphat tells the army as they're getting ready to go out to battle. He says, have faith. Have faith in God, and have faith in the prophets. And if you will have faith, you will be successful. And after that rousing locker room pep talk speech is given, then Jehoshaphat does this really strange act. Within Israel, there was this group of people called the singers. And they were largely Levites, and their job was very similar to our worship leaders today. Their job was to lead the people in praise and worship of Almighty God. And Jehoshaphat takes that group of singers and puts them at the very front of the army, puts them on the front lines. So, Joe, if we're going into battle, we know where you're going to be. You're going to be on the front line. He puts the singers at the front line. And what he wants those singers to do is he wants to lead the soldiers in singing as they march out to battle. And the song that he wants them to sing is from Psalms 136, which we sing a version of Psalm 136 from time to time here at Southside. Here's how it goes. Give thanks to the Lord, our God and King. His love endures forever. Our God is an everlasting God. We call that song. And can you imagine these soldiers? They're all singing that song as they march out to battle. Now, why did Jehoshaphat do that? Why did he have the singers be placed at the front to lead this army into battle singing? This is a battle getting ready to happen, not a choir practice. Why is he doing this? And could it be that he's doing it because Jehoshaphat understands that when we sing, we find courage and we find bravery. But not only that, I think Jehoshaphat was doing it because he understood this to be an act of faith. He wanted those soldiers to realize where their trust is found. You know, in pop songs, they'll say, you can be great because you can do this. Jehoshaphat wanted them to be singing, you can win because God can do this. And so he put the singers at the front because he wanted these soldiers to be marching into battle, trusting in the promise that God was going to give them victory. That was the act of faith. But the most incredible verse in this story, I think, is verse 22, where it says in 2 Chronicles 20, verse 22, as they began to sing and praise, the Lord set ambushes against the men of Ammon and Moab and Mount Seir who were invading Judah, and they were defeated. You keep reading in the story, what ends up happening is that God throws these three armies into a panic, and they start fighting one another. Some of them run off, and by the time the army of Israel gets to the place where these three armies are, all they see are dead bodies and plunder left behind. There is complete triumph. And when did it start? When did the triumph begin? It began when the soldiers started praising God. Singing was the catalyst, not only to make those soldiers braver, but it was the catalyst to set in motion the power of God to push back the enemy and to bring triumph for the glory of God for his people. Think about that. Singing was the moment when God brought the victory. A.W. Tozier says that sometimes we think of this world as a playground, when in really, it's a battleground. And there's truth in that. That we're in the midst of a spiritual battle. And Satan is like a roaring lion, prowling around, seeking someone to devour. And I have no doubt in my mind that right this very instant, Satan and his demons are plotting and strategizing on how he can harm this body of believers. He's trying to think through how he can harm your marriage. He's trying to think through how he can harm your children or your grandchildren. He's trying to think through how he can harm our elders or our deacons or other groups within our church body. He is working right now, trying to find a way to drag us down. And he does it in so many different ways. Sometimes he discourages us. Sometimes he distracts us. And sometimes he dissatisfies us. Sometimes he discourages us by giving us health problems or by giving us obstacles or things that don't go according to plan, and we become incredibly discouraged and we think about giving up. Sometimes he distracts us by encouraging us to pursue worldly things that are of no eternal value. And then sometimes he dissatisfies us and makes us think that we cannot find contentment unless we change things about ourselves and about our lives. He works in so many different ways to try to throw us off course. We're in the battle. And in order for us to stand firm in this battle, in order for us to ward off Satan and his demons' attempts at trying to drag us down, we need courage. And we need bravery. And we need boldness. And it's a kind of courage that you can't get through your own inner being. It's the kind of courage you need that comes only from God. And where do you access that courage? 2 Chronicles 20 tells us you access that courage, at least one way you access that courage is through singing. Someone put it this way. They said, singing is not simply a response of grace, but it's a weapon of spiritual warfare. It's not just a response of grace. It's a weapon of spiritual warfare. The last thing that Satan wants is a group of saints who are unified in mind, heart, and voice, praising and worshiping God. That is the last thing Satan wants. And he wants that to stop. Amy Carmichael, who was a missionary, she said this. She said, I believe that Satan cannot endure it, talking about singing, cannot endure it, and so slips out of the room, more or less, when there is true song. What a fascinating image. That when we're singing, do not fear, I am the Lord, and we're all united in heart, mind, and voice, and we're praising God truly, and from the depths of our being, Satan slips out of the room. You want to push Satan back? Sing. You worried about your future? Sing. You fearful about what's going to come your way and whether you can handle it or not? Sing. Is there an obstacle in your path that you don't know how you can overcome? Sing. Because when we sing to God, that becomes the catalyst that sets in motion a bravery that we can experience and the power of God to push back the enemy. And for there to be triumph to the glory of God. Singing does that. There's power in it. We're going to pause and we're going to sing two songs of bravery right now. We're going to sing To God Be the Glory. This song was suggested by Jan Heggie. She told me, she said, this song, I sang it a lot when I was in college, and I really didn't like the song when I was in college. But when I had my battle with breast cancer, that was the song that was on my heart as I went into that battle. To God be the glory. And then we're going to sing the song, Had It Not Been the Lord Who Is On Our Side, a song that comes straight out of Psalms 124. And I love this song because several years ago when I had an episode in India and was kidnapped for a period of time, and I'm going to talk more about that in 2 weeks, actually. When we came back to the United States after that, Lindsay and I, we sang that song at church, and it just impacted us so much, that song. And then when Kent and Amber Brantley came back from Liberia after the Ebola tragedy, and we received them and their family back that very first Sunday, if you remember that, a few years ago, that Sunday, we sang this song, Had It Not Been the Lord Who Was On Our Side. And the line in that song that I really love is, the anger of the enemy would have swallowed us alive had it not been the Lord who is on our side. Let's stand. Let's sing these songs of courage.
To God be the glory, great things he hath done. So loved he the world that he gave us his Son. Who yielded his life and atonement for sin, and opened the life gate that all may go in. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the earth hear his voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father through Jesus. bless the Son and give Him the glory. Great things He hath done. Oh, perfect redemption, the purchase of blood to every believer, the promise of God. The vilest offenders who truly obey, that moment they enter the heavenly way. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the earth hear His voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father through Jesus the Son, and give Him the glory. Great things He hath done. Great things He has taught us. Great things He hath done.
And great are rejoicing through Jesus the Son.
But purer and higher and greater will be our wonder, our transport when Jesus we see. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the earth hear His voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father through Jesus the Son, and give Him the glory. Great things He hath done. And give Him the glory. Great things He hath done. Had it not been the Lord who was on our side, had it not been the Lord who was on our side, the anger of the enemy would have swallowed us alive. Had it not been the Lord who was on our side, had it not been the Lord who was on our side, had it not been the Lord who was on our side, the anger of the enemy would have swallowed us alive. Had it not been the Lord who was on our side. Blessed be the Lord who would not give us up. Blessed be the Lord for His unfailing love. The snare is broken and we have escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord. Blessed be the Lord. Had it not been the Lord who was on our side, had it not been the Lord who was on our side, the water would have engulfed us. We would have surely died. Had it not been the Lord who was on our side. Blessed be the Lord who would not give us up. Blessed be the Lord for His unfailing love. The snare is broken and we have escaped. Our help is in the name of
Blessed be the Lord who would not give us up. Blessed be the Lord for his unfailing love. The snare is broken and we have escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord. Our help is in the name of the Lord. Blessed be the Lord.
Baby seated.
Lord, we continue that prayer and we declare the enemy is too strong for us and the waters too often can engulf us. And if it hadn't been for you, too often we would have fallen. And so we say, blessed be the name of the Lord. Because you've saved us, you've rescued us, you've sustained us, and you have given us victory. And Lord, we can sense Satan leaving the room as we praise your name. In the name of Jesus, we pray, and we say together, amen. Jim Elliot was one of five missionaries who were killed in trying to reach out to the Aka Indian tribe in Ecuador in the 1950s. Might have heard about his story. There's a movie called The Tip of the Spear that chronicles that story. They wanted to reach out to this tribe. They knew that it was going to be a violent and potential risky situation, but they felt like this tribe deserved to hear the gospel. So they tried to make some efforts in giving gifts to the tribe. They dropped some care baskets into this remote area where the tribe lived. And then they decided that they were going to actually go in and try to meet the tribe. Again, knowing the risk involved but believing the gospel was worth it. So they flew into this remote area. They started conversing with a couple villagers of this tribe, and things seemed to be going well. The villagers left to go and get more, and they were really hopeful that this was the beginning of a relationship where they could share the gospel. And according to records, as they were waiting for those villagers to come, the five men gathered in a circle on the riverside, and they sang. And the words of the song that they sang were this: we go in faith, our own great weakness feeling, and needing more each day thy grace to know, yet from our hearts a song of triumph pealing. We rest on thee, and in thy name we go. I don't know why those five men decided to sing at that point in time. Maybe they were a little bit nervous about meeting those villagers. Maybe they were fearful about what was to come. Maybe they knew the risks involved, and they were starting to feel worried. Whatever the reason was, they sang. And that singing gave them courage. It gave them courage to be faithful. When the villagers came, ended up, those villagers didn't understand why those foreigners were there, and they attacked those foreigners, and all five of the men were killed. But maybe it's because they sang and found that courage in the Lord that they were able to stay faithful all the way until the end. And that's what we want, right? We want to be faithful to the end. We want to have courage to stand firm against the enemy and to trust in the Lord. And we're here to help one another do that. In a moment, we're going to sing a song of invitation, a song of trusting. Oh God, you are my God. And I'm going to follow you. I'm going to trust in you. And if you need help from your church, if you need courage, if you need bravery, if you need someone to come alongside of you and pray through this situation you're going through, we're going to have ministers and elders surround this auditorium. Just walk to one of them. Let your shepherd pray over you as your Christian brothers and sisters sing over you. Powerful moment. If we can help you in your walk, we want to do that. That's why we have this time of invitation. If you want to be baptized into Christ, you want to join the body of believers, have your sins washed away, just come up to the front as we sing this song. We'll help you do that. If we can help you this morning, please come now as together we stand and sing.